football on off the ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try and be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Carlo Ward side taking on Greece. 3 p.m. is the kickoff time. Delighted to have Maeve DeBurcher with us this morning. Good morning, Maeve. How are things?
How are you?
You're a Galway woman and you were smiling along to David's predictions, particularly for Connacht there, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hopefully now. I think the new rules suit Galway, to be honest. So it's definitely more of an exciting sport to watch from a supporter's perspective. It was kind of getting a bit old towards the end of last season. I think people in general were getting frustrated. So it's good to see the kind of, the improvements, I think, personally anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Night and day in terms of the game to watch. At 3 o'clock this afternoon then, Maeve, Greece versus the Republic of Ireland in the Nations League B Group 2. I mean, the 4-0 defeat away to Slovenia in February still kind of rings in most of our minds heading into this game. And, well, you're going to take no game for granted when you have a result that recently that was that poor.
Yes, exactly. I think the defeat was quite humbling maybe in a way, and a bit of a reality check for the squad. We had high expectations, I think, going into this Nations League. We walked the last League B, got 6 wins from 6, and to be honest, I think everyone thought similar going into this. And yeah, it was a bit of a shock, that defeat, the heavy defeat away. But going into this game, yeah, it's one thing that you can be sure of is they're not going to underestimate Greece. We played them relatively recently in that they were in our 2021 Euro qualifying group as well. So we did concede a last minute equaliser in November 2019. So yeah, nearly 6 years ago now. And it'll still be fresh in some of the girls' minds. I think 4 of them played that day. So yeah, definitely won't be taking Greece lightly. But, you know, a team ranked 61st in the world, 35 places below us, who will be expecting 3 points at the same time.
There was only a handful of players that played that night in 2019 against Greece the last time that are in the squad now, Maeve. But at the same time, against Slovenia the last time out, that humiliating defeat, the youngest player we had on the pitch was Heather Payne, who was not available this window, of course. She was 20, is 25. So, there's a lot of talk about the midfield three that Carla Ward picked against Slovenia and how overrun it was. And it did feel at the time, I think it was Karen Duggan who put it quite succinctly on Coigig podcast, that it was like, let's put our three best players in the middle and see what happens. Do you imagine something wildly different this afternoon against Greece, or will it be quite similar with a different mentality?
I think although Carla has said that she won't change the system, and she was quite adamant about that even after the defeat, I think at the same time we will see personnel changes within the system. We're going to see two changes at the back because, like you mentioned, Heather Payne is out, and Megan Connolly, who started in the left side of centre-back the last game, she is out as well through injury. And yeah, I know for a fact we'll see changes in midfield too. We're not going to see Katie McCabe and Niamh O'Sullivan both been played as a number 10. Well, if it is, I don't know, but I don't think it's going to be that way. I'd imagine Katie will go back to left back, and I think we'll operate, well, I'd expect we would probably operate with two holding mids, because they talked a lot about that in the media this week about the transition to defence and how poor we were at that against Slovenia. So that's definitely an area for improvement.
What do you think the team will be actually overall?
It's hard to know. I mean, you have the likes of Megan Campbell. I think if she's fit, she'll start. Is she fit? Who knows? Because her games with London City Lionesses since that defeat, she's been playing either a half or maximum 55 minutes. So it's hard to know. Is that just managing an injury? And, you know, will she be, if she's available, I think she'll play. The likes of Caitlin Hayes hasn't featured much in Carla Ward's plans. I'd expect to probably see her in the back line. She also brought in Chloe Mustaki, probably just for depth at the moment in that left back area. And we might see even the likes of Jessie Stapleton. I think she's a quality young player coming through as well. Might see her fit into the back line too.
What about Shelburne's Aveen Clancy? Is there a place for Clancy from the start? Or is it more likely because of her area of the pitch and was attacking midfield really that would probably be a bit stacked there, won't it?
Yeah, personally, I don't think we'll see her start over these this window, just given the fact she wasn't in the squad, similar to Saoirse Noonan. I think maybe they'd be players to come off the bench. Avian's had a really, really good start with Shelburne in the Women's Premier Division. And in fairness to Carla, it does seem that she's taken an interest in the league, which mightn't be the case, may not have been the case with managers not from Ireland in the past who might be focused just on results, but it does seem that she's taken an interest in the league and the development of it too. But yeah, I'd say Avian, it would be great to see her come on off the bench. I think she's, like I said, I think she's a quality player that can definitely add to the game. But like I said, that kind of centre midfield area is such a vital area. I don't think you would throw her in from the start, particularly today.
Does it feel to you that the Carla Ward era has properly got going yet? Because the Turkey victory was fairly unconvincing. Then you had the Slovenia debacle. But even beyond that, it does still feel like the Colin Healy situation is providing a massive shadow over every time Carla Ward speaks in the media, Maeve, because she comes across as an incredibly impressive speaker and motivator, and she looks like she has the ability to get players on side immediately. There's a relatability to Carla Ward, and she also has the acumen in her CV. But it just feels to me, I don't know what you think, that we're still not really fully committed to this new era.
I can imagine for her it must be quite frustrating, and even Alan Mahan, the assistant, spoke as well, and he was asked similar questions, you know, about Colin Healy again, and I'm sure they just probably want to put that a little bit to bed and just focus on the results. But it does seem that there's always something off-field matters kind of that relates to the team, even, you know, qualifying for the World Cup, and then there was the dressing room chance and that afterwards. There's always kind of something nearly overshadowing it. So I think from that point of view, they're probably just all anxious to get back in the pitch and put things right in the pitch, because there's been a lot of talk off the pitch, and now it's kind of, this is their chance really to try make things right. In fairness, they all took ownership, the players themselves and the management. They all looked internally and said that improvements needed to be made. So I'm sure they'll just be kind of really raring to go, and just hopefully, you know, just looking forward to the 3 o'clock kickoff, which is an unusual time on a Friday, to be honest. It's hard to get used to the time, but hopefully they'll get going from the start.
Yeah.
Go on, Colin.
No, go ahead.
No, just on what Colin was saying there, Maeve, like, have you been encouraged by what you've been hearing from Carla Ward in press conferences? Like, she seems like she certainly knows what she's talking about, and she's talking about the fact that she's putting pressure on herself, because she's saying we absolutely have to get 3 points in this game this afternoon. She's talking about the team being very keen on self-reflection, and that they're critical of themselves when the performances aren't up to speed. Do you like the mood music, I guess, from Carla Ward press conferences so far?
Yeah, I do, and it was the big kind of difference in her approaches. I know when she first came in, she talked about World Cup qualification and how that was going to be the kind of measurement for success. But I think that tone has probably changed quite quickly to the talk of that this team is in transition and it's a rebuilding process, which I don't personally agree with, because like Colin mentioned, if you have the youngest player is 25 and has 50 caps, I don't really see it as a starting 11. I don't see it as a team in transition. But at the same time, like you said, she's taken ownership of this game and she's putting pressure on herself, really, saying that 3 points is a must. And obviously on paper, when you're playing a team ranked like Greece, 35 places below us, it is a must. But you would almost think that she might be trying to deflect away and put less pressure on the result. But there's no doubt about it that nothing less than a victory will be there. Be lots of questions asked, far more than there would have been after the kind of what we think it was probably a blip against Slovenia.
And even though, as you say, Maeve, they are Greece so much further below us in terms of the rankings, if you look at their Euro 2025 qualifying campaign, so they top their group ahead of Montenegro, the Faroe Islands and Andorra, unbeaten record, but then Belgium in the playoffs, they came unstuck, so held Belgium to a scoreless draw at home in the first leg. But then, of course, beaten 5-0 in the return leg. If you just took that home leg by itself, you know, this Greece team do have dangers, and maybe dangers that would belie their place in the world rankings.
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. And you can often see that, I think, in women's football, that teams are developing, the lesser teams are developing at such a fast rate that the rankings almost aren't catching up at the same speed to kind of reflect their place. And yeah, for sure, they've big threats. They have Sarri up front. She's playing in the WSL with Everton alongside Heather and Courtney. But, she's a quality player. And like I said, that they're kind of, they're trailblazing in a way in that sense, in that they are moving up the rankings quite quickly. Even in the Nations League, they've only lost the first two games by a goal. So, when you think that we only beat Turkey by a goal, it's a lot closer than the rankings. I think the rankings in this case seem to lie nearly, because it's definitely not going to be an easy game. But I think a lot will depend how early, if we can get a goal as well. If we can get a goal, I think maybe, it'll give us confidence and we can get a few more might follow. But if we struggle to get that first goal, who knows, it could pose us a lot of problems.
Yeah, I do wonder about what the short to medium term future of the side is, Maeve, because we're talking about, there's often sort of controversy surrounding this side. Definitely with Vera Powell, obviously, and now with Carla Ward. I actually thought the Eileen Gleeson era was quite stable in comparison, because in the League B games, we won all six. Then we got promoted and lost, was it every game until the France game at Parky Cueve? So, that was a great occasion. Then going into the second leg against Wales, it was all up for grabs. Even half time in that game it was. And it was really only the second half, and that decided everything. But what's always stuck with me since that night against Wales at the Aviva was Ruta Littlejohn, in the immediate aftermath, speaking on television, saying that Irish football in Ireland needs to modernise the way that we play. And you could say the exact same thing for the men's side, and it was likewise for the women's. And I wonder, already in this very early phase of the Carla Ward era, have you noticed that Ward is trying to do something different than Gleeson did? Because Littlejohn's comments were to do overall with Ireland, not Gleeson. But it is striking the way we play versus other countries.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose it's just the natural way. Like I said, it's men's and women's. We don't tend to, possess the ball or be have as much quality on the ball as other nations, particularly those ranked, like I said, in Nations League A, those above us, that at times that, we don't have that kind of confidence. And maybe the confidence also comes from the ability. If you have the ability, you're definitely more confident. And I think it's a lot wider an issue, and it comes from grassroots, really. I don't think, I think she was critical of Eileen Gleeson, or even though the players at that stage in their careers, it's probably too late, to be honest, at that stage. And it's just a case of really, I suppose, getting players out, increasing the contact times at local grassroots clubs. I was even at a forum here in Galway last night, and a lot of just grassroots coaches were involved, trying to see how can we make it a better system, have better pathways in place for the local kids coming through. Lots of different factors come into play. Obviously, the GAA is a factor that no other country in the world has to deal with, whether we can use it to our advantage, which I think we should, or whether we see it as a detriment to the game. It's just a matter of opinion, really, and how we can and work together and collaboration and all that. And yeah, it's just a wider picture, I think.
That's a debate I'll have forever, is the influence that GAA has on our development as sports people in this country, because many studies will say the more sports you play, the better for the sport you end up playing. And we had Dennis Irwin in studio this very week, who won an under-15 All-Ireland with Cork. So he would say, of course, it worked out well. But I always think Maeve was like, oh, there's too many sports for too small a country, so you're never playing enough of the sport you want to develop. And it always goes back to the way we play football at the highest level. And in terms of this side, I wonder sometimes, is like, are we just too focused on our two star players, on Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan, and hoping beyond hope that they will provide the magic, and it's almost like the other nine players will be functional? And that feels unhealthy to me. I don't know if you think that's the case as well, but we're always kind of talking about McCabe and O'Sullivan.
Yeah, and I can imagine that it probably gets a little bit frustrating for the other players in the squad too, because they're all quality and they're in the squad, on their own merits too. And yeah, like you said, I think we are less world-class players in this era, where the next Katie McCabe or Denise O'Sullivan, are they coming through the ranks? I don't see them at the moment, but hopefully, we can get them, whether that's from home or abroad. But yeah, like you said, it does seem a lot of emphasis. Where is Katie going to play today? Where is Denise going to be holding? holding mid, is she going to be attacking mid? Is personally, I think she can just do both because she's that kind of box to box player anyway. But yeah, there's an emphasis for sure on those two players. And I think maybe even that was probably the case in terms of putting Katie in the number 10 and then moving other players around to suit that system too. But it's something that I think Carla will probably adapt to as well. Like I said, in the first camp, she didn't have much time. She was kind of thrown in a couple of training sessions and away you go. So it's hard to put a stamp on a team really or change anything drastically at that point. It's limited time to get the information across.
It could be a real key moment in the career of Amber Barrett as well tomorrow, or this afternoon, sorry, I should say, Maeve, earning her 50th cap. No guarantee, of course, that she will be on the pitch, but you know it would be a massive moment for her and her family in Donegal. I'm sure if she got that 50th cap, a player who, you know, struggled in Germany and all of a sudden is doing really well in Standard Liège and scoring goals, a bit like Troy Parrott, you know, getting that confidence back, I suppose. But could be a really lovely moment for Amber Barrett today.
It could, and I'd be really delighted, to be honest, if she does hit that 50, and I'm sure she will, whether that's from the start or off the bench remains to be seen. But yeah, she did score in the last game that we mentioned away to Greece, and I'm sure she'll be looking to get on the score sheet as well. She has high expectations for herself. I think it's 7 goals she has at the moment in the green, which is difficult because a lot of those games she has come off the bench or she's only played for a few minutes too, so I don't think that really reflects her goal scoring ability. And yeah, a great character who's, you know, she's gone through the ranks in Ireland. She did a degree here as well, and you know, she's qualified in that regard, and then yeah, maybe went abroad later than other players, and she's really made you know, really huge improvements in the game. She was a player who wasn't really been selected in every squad, probably very much a fringe squad player, and now she's worked her way back in again, and is probably going to be a vital player in Ireland for the years to come too, so it would be great to see.
Calls for us, Maeve. How do you see this game going and the scoreline maybe this afternoon?
I'm going to be optimistic and hopefully I've got to go for a 3-1 win for Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
We take it. Any sort of a win, yeah. We'll take in a performance for
exactly.
Sure. Maeve, brilliant stuff. As always, thanks a million for jumping on this morning.
Cheers. Thanks a million, guys.
All the best. Maeve.
Football on Off the Ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try to be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.